twisted news and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The first debate of the 2012 presidential race, with provocative questions planned by Fox News, was good political entertainment, but somehow didn't get around to tackling the biggest issue. How do the candidates plan to replace the millions of U.S. middle-class jobs that have gone overseas? The unemployment rate has now topped 9% for the 22nd month. But that figure does not paint the jobs picture as bleak as it really is, because only 80% of men in their prime working years, between ages 25 and 54, have a job, compared to 95% during the 1960s. Even that statistic does not measure the millions of men of that age who are now working for one-half or one-quarter or even one-tenth of the wage for the job they lost. Obama is bragging that the economy added 268,000 new jobs last year, but 62,000 of those jobs were hired by McDonald's because Obama gave that chain a waiver from Obamacare. This month, former trade negotiator and now Senator Rob Portman unveiled what he called a Senate Republican jobs plan. Unfortunately, it includes asking Congress to hurry up and ratify the Korean-U.S. Free Trade Agreement, known as CORUS. CORUS is another bad trade agreement that will import more cheap Asian products and export more U.S. jobs. This CORUS treaty is supported by the globalists, who think Americans should compete with Asians who work for less than one-third, often as little as one-twentieth, of the wages that Americans expect for similar work. Here's what trade with South Korea means. Last year, South Korea's auto sales in the U.S. totaled $7.5 billion, while U.S. auto sales in Korea totaled only $500 million. The South Korea trade agreement will cost us more U.S. jobs and increase our trade deficit.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me because I'm going to be redistributing the truth one word at a time here on the Unsolicited Opinion.
Somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'll tell you, I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off this morning. Of course, it does happen to be a state that I find myself in on a frequent basis, just because there's just so much craziness going on in this world. And so I'm always, trying to play catch up half the time. And last night I had gone down to Millsboro. I guess I was in Millsboro or Milford, Delaware. I don't know, down on the Delmarva Peninsula, the Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia Peninsula, to give a presentation at a fire hall down there. There was about 200 people that showed up, so I was really glad for that. And, of course, I was talking about UN Agenda 21, which, of course, is my nemesis, and it is your nemesis as well. Whether or not you recognize that fact is another story. However, of course, it's the goal of this radio show, and this is the goal of Republic Broadcasting Network to bring the truth to those who listen in, because it is so critical that you hear the truth as opposed to the lies and hustle that is spewed daily 24/7 by the mainstream media and their hucksters, their carpetbaggers, their charlatans that do such an adept job at duping the American people. Well, that's not what happens here on this network, and that's not what happens on any of the shows on this network. It's all about the redistribution of the truth, because as I say often and daily, that the truth is what will set you free. It will set all of us free. It's the lies that enslave us. So I am very glad I have another great guest lined up today, and he's actually a member of the Tea Party. And you know, this is a terrible thing, I'm telling you, because I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off. Well, when he comes on, he can tell me the name of the group that he belongs to, because I'm looking through all my notes and all my emails and that stuff, and I can't find it. I'm just unprepared. I get an F for preparation, for prep work. I give myself an F. I get a failing grade today because I could use the excuse my dog ate my homework, couldn't I? That might be a good one. So when I bring my guest on, I'll tell him my dog ate the homework, ate the emails and that stuff. Therefore, I cannot find the name of the group that you belong to, but I don't think he's going to mind. He and I actually had a long conversation a week or so ago on UN Agenda 21 and what he's been doing out in his area, which is New Mexico, to fight against this and help bring information to people out there, because I'm telling you, everybody, and you know this, I mean, this is a sophisticated audience. We are at war. This war has been undeclared, but we are at war. And my goal is to gather soldiers in this battle that we are in, and we need lots of them to be informed and ready, willing, and able to fight back. So I'm going to bring my guest, James Harbison, on with me this morning, and he can tell you the name of his group since I am negligent. Hello, James. How are you?
Good morning, Maggie, and it's Jim.
Okay.
I only get called James by the people who attack me in the newspaper or my mother. So.
Okay. Well, I won't do that then. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. And you?
I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, actually, but that's not a new state sometimes. What's the name of the group? I'm sorry. I do apologize. I'm looking all over for it, and
no,
I don't know.
It's the Las Cruces Tea Party in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Okay.
We happen to be the second largest city in the state, and that's not very big, but we are what we are.
Okay. So let's give us a little bit of your background. I know you're former military. Let the audience know your background a little bit, James, and where you're kind of coming from here.
Well, I spent 27 years in the U.S. Army Infantry, served a couple tours in Vietnam. Not that it's worth anything, but I'm the recipient of both the Silver and Bronze Stars for Valor. So, you know, I think I have a vested interest in the, in America's freedom and independence and the rights that we, at least those of us in the military who have fought to preserve. So I retired. I moved to Las Vegas, Las Cruces. It's a gorgeous city. It's just a wonderful place to live. Great weather. And I got, not only a Tea Party member, but I'm a member of both the state and county Republican Central Committee. So I've been a lifelong conservative.
Unfortunately, the Republicans haven't been, but...
Correct. And I tell people I'm a conservative first. I think I'm a Republican second.
Yeah, well, I certainly understand that. And what I say to people, Jim, is that to look to a party to save you is...
not going to happen.
Well, it's not going to happen. I'm trying to think of a good analogy. I'm thinking about the Titanic. It isn't going to happen. You're heading headlong into that iceberg, and the ship is going down.
Yeah, both parties are just rearranging the deck chairs.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. In fact, I remember this hospital I worked in years ago, and I got such a kick out of it every time. I used to float in the hospital, so when I went into work, they'd send me wherever they needed an RN. And the one floor I used to go to, they had this little sign on the wall that said the only difference between this place and the Titanic was they had a band. And every time I saw that, I used to chuckle to myself because it just was kind of apropos. But anyway, let's talk about some of the things that have been happening out there where you are in terms of what you've been doing and what other people are doing that you're trying to wake up to this evil, diabolical plot.
Well, I've never been, while I have a degree in political science, I've never been interested in really being an elected official until I moved here. And I ran for city council a couple years ago, lost by 100 votes. So for those who are listening, think your vote doesn't count. I'm sorry, one vote makes a big difference. That's one more for your candidate and one less for your opponent. So it does matter. And I think that's kind of how we're in Agenda 21 right now, is the apathy of the American public. We've had it so good that we just kind of ignore what's going on around, and the creeping incrementalism of Agenda 21 is getting all of us. Anyway, that's how I got involved. I started following a major...
Hang on one second, Jim, because the break music, which of course I'm not hearing again, we're going to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Groden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there, and there will be a link to Jim's website. I promise it will be up there before midnight tonight. How's that sound?
And that's
you guys,
wonderful.
You can hold me to it, Jim. Listen, I'm just a little discombobulated. Too much stuff. We drove 3 hours to go do that presentation last night. So anyway, I'm just a little I'm just not on my game this morning. That's all I can say about that, Jim.
Well, let me go back. I was saying how I got involved with this. I live in a neighborhood association, which is different than a homeowner association. We don't have a Gestapo running around and telling us we can't paint our front doors red. It's a friendly organization that works for the benefit of the residents as opposed to against them. But having said all that, I started following a project of a road redevelopment that would relocate a major traffic corridor through the middle of our development. And so I started attending city meetings on this, and pretty soon I get involved in, this would be 2.5 years ago, a project known as Vision 2040. I had no clue what that was, and so I participated in all the visioning sessions, the consensus groups, and all that kind of stuff. It was hosted by a skillful New York contractor. And bottom line is, when they produced the report 18 months later and I got a copy of it, I read it, the very first page says, the purpose of this plan is to support climate change. And I thought, what in the world is this? Where did this come from? As I started reading through this document, everything was about the impact of global warming and everything that the city of Las Cruces was going to do to mitigate all that. And I thought, wait a minute, this never came up in any of the sessions I was in, nor was a point of discussion, nor was it on any agendas. And so I then really got concerned about it. And coincidentally with that, someone sent me an 8-page flyer from American Policy Center, Tom DeWeese's thing on sustainable development. And I read through that and I thought, wow, this is where Vision 2040 came from. And it got to be terrifying. So I started attending all the city council meetings, watching what they're doing. And early this year, they came out with a draft sustainability plan. And so our process here is they have to read it at one council session, they discuss it, and then they vote on the next council session. So I went to the first session. I always print the agendas out well in advance and try to review what they're going to cover. And so when they came in to discuss this, I stood up during public participation and asked the mayor why the city would adopt a plan that opposed private property rights. And the mayor got real indignant with me and shouted back from the dais that he'd always supported private property rights and I was way out of line. And that kind of ended that little session. But I told him, I said, I don't know how you can say you support private property rights when you support the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, or ICLEI, because they lobby against private property rights in support of Agenda 21. Well, I don't know if our city council is just so far removed from reality they don't know what Agenda 21 is, or they're, you know, legitimately ignorant of it, or worst case, more deceptive, and they're trying to pull something off on the public. So 2 weeks later, when they have the regular session to vote and approve the sustainability plan, I alerted our local Tea Party what was going on, and a lot of them showed up. But we have a progressive voter alliance here, the far left radical group, and they sent out a series of emails saying the wacko Jim Harbison and the crackpot Tea Party members will be there trying to defeat the sustainability plan. And this is right after Carroll County, Maryland, had canned theirs and gotten rid of it. So this Progressive Voter Alliance email said, you know, it's taking hold across America. We don't want to lose another city, so please be there to support sustainability. During public participation, I again stood up and asked the council why they would support it. I produced a copy of the web page from ICLEI that says, and here's what it is, and if you look at their mission statement, their first thing is to implement Agenda 21. And so I gave that to the city clerk for copies for all the city council members. I said, this is what you're voting on, and you have the nerve to stand up there and tell me that you support private property rights when everything in this plan opposes that? Our city council meetings happen to be recorded and broadcast on public television. So three of the seven city councilors said they supported Agenda 21. They liked its social equity components. And so, you know, there was little later there was kind of some controversy between the Tea Party group and the Progressive Vote Alliance and the city council chambers that resulted in a little vocal disturbance.
You were a little loud. Were you fighting back, Jim? Good for you. I like that. I like people who fight back.
Well, it was not just me. There was a whole bunch of Tea Party people there booing and hissing and so forth. So at any rate, that kind of end of session, the council passed the, as we knew they would, the sustainability plan. And someone sent a video clip of this particular section of the three councilors admitting that they not only knew what Agenda 21 was, but they supported it because of its social equity. It got sent to Henry Lamb at Freedom 21. The next thing I know, Henry is calling me and saying, this is great, Jim, and if the April 15th article on how sacred is your property has a whole section on what we did. As soon as Henry contacted me and his article came out, I sent a copy of it to our city manager and the city council saying, Las Cruces has made the national hot headlines, and it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
And so the city manager then issued an email saying that the city would not be renewing its membership in ICLEI. Well, from my perspective, they paid their money. They got what they wanted. They got, quote, the templates to design this plan. They implemented the plan. They no longer needed to belong to ICLEI. So in some ways, it's kind of a coward's way out. They didn't resign because there was no benefit, according to the manager, to resign because there'd be no refund on the fees they paid. But to me, resigning would be a much greater victory than the fact that they're just not going to renew their membership. At any rate, I write an editorial every week for a local radio show. And I wrote a series of them on sustainable growth and sustainable development and Agenda 21. And then pretty soon the Tea Party asked me if I would make a presentation. And so I thought, well, I don't have anything done. So I worked about a 35-40 minute presentation. I went to the Tea Party and made a presentation on Agenda 21 and specifically how it was impacting the city of Las Cruces. And people were absolutely dumbfounded. They were amazed that our own government would try to do this to us.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? But see, the government is controlled by these globalists, Jim. So
correct.
Our government is filled with many useful idiots and some who know exactly what it is that's transpiring.
Yeah, I refer to our city council as the seven dwarfs. We have six councils and a mayor.
Listen, don't ruin Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. I like all of them. Let's not equate them to those schmucks we've elected, okay? I like Goofy and Droopy and Dippy, and I don't know. I can't. It's been a long time since I watched Snow White. You know what I mean?
We have one.
I can't name them all.
Yeah, we have one city councilor who, retired university professor from Michigan, who's moved down here like a lot of people and come down for the wonderful weather, but want to impose their socialist views or remake Las Cruces to look like the city they left. And I'm thinking, if you want to look like the city you left, why didn't you just stay there? I moved to Las Cruces from California because I was born and raised in California. I couldn't stand what was happening, and I wanted to get away from that. And Las Cruces is a
you
really
thought you were escaping, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Las Cruces is a great town. The last thing I want to do is change it to look like the California city I left. But
yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure that I'm sure we have people here from Philadelphia as well who moved. The weather is fantastic. But anyway, she's an avowed socialist. She lived in Denmark for a while. She'll be happy and has on numerous occasions taken her Danish healthcare card out of her hand, out of her purse, and waved it at you, saying, "Now this is how a good society should be organized." And she has this vision that Las Cruces de Mexico should look like a European city that is packed tight with high-rise buildings. Everybody lives in an apartment. No one needs a car because there's public transportation and they can ride their bicycles everywhere. And her campaign since she's been here is to produce more bicycle lanes in the city of Las Cruces. And so we're on a...
Does this woman drive a car?
She does.
Yeah, hypocrite.
It's not
right?
A Prius, though.
Yeah. There you go, huh?
Yeah. And she advocates bicycles, but there's no one yet who's seen her ride one.
Yeah, exactly. I can't stand these hypocrites. I'd like to just smack them. I really would. I'd like to just take one of those huge rubber hands, you see, you know what I'm talking about, those big things you see people wave with at football games and that, and I'd like to just smack.
With one finger sticking up in the air.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the index finger. I don't want to know with a different finger on it for it. But
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I made the presentation to our local Tea Party and then the Republican Women's Federation here heard of it, and some people asked if I could make that presentation to them, and I did. And that generated a lot of interest. And then the Tea Party started sending information. We have probably 9 or 10 major Tea Parties here in the state of New Mexico, and it's a loose confederation of organizations. They're not all, there's no single leader. Each county or city has their own party.
Well, that's why our groups such as the 912 and people who call themselves Tea Party people and that stuff, that's why it's effective, is because there is no national leader. There are no generals leading the march. And that's the beauty, because it's like whack-a-mole. You know what I mean? There are a few people who've self-appointed themselves national leaders in that, but that's in their mind only, not in reality. But that's the beauty of it. And you, I'm sure, know that from your military training. And by the way, I didn't mention this when you said it, but honestly, Jim, everybody thanks you for your service, and you're a recipient of the Silver and Bronze Star, and that's nothing to sneeze at. So we're proud of you, and I'm glad you did what you did.
Well, I start my presentation out by reminding everyone that I spent 27 years in the military and that I took an oath and obligation to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
And it's that oath which made me concerned about Agenda 21, because I think we have some domestic enemies.
Oh, we do.
That want to overturn our Constitution. And I write editorials every week, and there's a lot of public feedback, and you got to be pretty thick-skinned, otherwise it can get to you. And when I see someone criticizing me, I think, yes, I must have scored a point. I hit a sensitive spot with them, and they feel obligated to respond. But as you are well aware of, most of the people on the left don't respond on issues. They want to attack the messenger and not the message.
Yeah. Yeah, so they use that whole emotion card. They play the emotion card like they play the race card and all the other cards they like to throw out. But they're just the joker in the deck. You know what I mean? I don't care about any of that crap. It's too late in the game to be concerned about what labels people try to place on you, Jim.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, going back to the Tea Party, I wrote an article recently on the impact of the Tea Party, and it goes back here to New Mexico, I think, in particular. Is because there is no single head of the organization. We do have different groups with different objectives and different policies, but they do have one thing in common, and they're all constitutionally oriented. They want to preserve the Constitution and liberties and freedoms we enjoy. And so the Tea Party is a threat. The left always wants to paint us as a right-wing organization, but my article was... Both.
Hang on. Hold that thought, Jim. We'll pick up with your article when we come back. So hang in there. We will be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we will be right back. So don't leave, whatever you do.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Listening to the unsolicited opinion, I should say, and you are listening to. I was just thinking about something, Jim, that I wanted to mention. This is a shout out to one of the frequent listeners here, because I haven't heard from him. And that's Werner, who's up in New Brunswick. So, Werner, if you're listening, you need to contact us, because we're worried about you, because you always call in and we haven't heard from you. So anybody out there who's up near where Werner is up in New Brunswick, would you check on Werner? Because I'm kind of worried. I think maybe something's wrong. We haven't heard from Werner, and he always listens and always calls. So anybody who's listening up in that neck of the woods, will you go check on Werner, please? And I know that his information where his farm is, I know it's on the internet, because there was people sent me information about him and articles that were posted on the problems he's had up there in New Brunswick. So please, whoever's listening who lives near Werner, check on him, will you please? Anyway, Jim, give me your website, would you please? Because I can't find it anywhere. I'm running around with three heads today.
Yeah, localfreedom.net.
Localfreedom.net. Okay, because we're going to link to that. On my website, so people can go. It's localfreedom.net for everybody who's listening. You've got a lot of the articles you've written posted on there, do you not? Is that correct?
No. They're in the process of doing that now. It's a new website.
Okay.
And I'll come back to that in just a second. I want to finish up on both Tea Parties.
Oh, yeah, please do. Please
both of them are threats to both the Republican and Democratic parties, because we draw power from both of them. We have so many on the left who want to condemn the Tea Party as being far-right extremist when my position, and I think it represents most of the people in New Mexico. They're probably more centrist, but they are constitutionally oriented.
Yeah.
They want less government, less taxes, and more protection of the individual rights. So we have a lot of Democratic members in our Tea Party here as well. So that kind of goes against the local trends there that we're all right-wing extremists. But at any rate, the Tea Parties here have had a big impact. And after I gave these couple speeches, I've been invited to go up to Clovis, which is in the northeast corner of the state, and I made a presentation there. I went to Silver City, which is over in the southwest part of our state, last week. And Silver City is a little town right on the Gila Wilderness, where the Indian Gila cliff dwellings are located.
Okay.
Beautiful scenic area, great fishing and so forth. Nice place. But it's around 30,000 people, and I wasn't expecting a large turnout when I showed up for their Tea Party meeting to make my Agenda 21 presentation. And the president told me, Jim, this is the largest meeting we've ever had. There were more than 100 people that showed up to hear me talk about Agenda 21. So,
you know, I think, Jim, honestly, like the meeting that I was at last night where I spoke, the reason, because you mentioned this, it has nothing to do with Democrat or Republican people, because both of those groups have been pushing this agenda. The American people recognize and they know something's wrong. They've just not been able to put their finger on it. And it isn't a Democrat. It isn't a Republican thing. And they know that. Many of them are starting to see that. Wait a second. For example, I'll give you an example here. Somebody had emailed me yesterday in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. They wanted to they're shutting off the air conditioning for 3 hours a day from like 3 to 6. Now, those are some of the hottest hours of the day, right?
Right.
From 3 to 6 in the prison and the office buildings and that stuff. And now the union that represents that is AFSCME, I think. What is that? American Federation for State and County and Municipal Employees.
Right.
Anyway, I'm thinking that we need to start targeting some of these unions to say, start pointing out these, things that are happening to them and what the origin of why they want to shut the air conditioning off and how these people think they're on the inside looking out and they're really not going to be. They're just being led down the primrose path. And I don't know where I'm going with this. I guess
part of that is why I got involved in this. I've been speaking out, but I go to city council meetings ours meet every Monday. I go every Monday. I write generally a two-page summary of what happened, you know, because what happens, we have what is known here as a consent agenda. There's a whole list of items on the consent agenda that they pass by a single vote and no discussion, unless some counselor pulls one off. And so there's a lot of stuff that goes right on by the public that the public never even sees that's on this consent agenda. So I write down what that item was and, you know, just probably a one- or two-line summary. It was a commitment of $1.6 million for new bike paths down the parkway.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things. And I started to send it to my neighborhood association, and a couple other people asked if they get copied. Well, now I send it out. I know that it gets to more than 400 people here in the city, and one of our city councilors, not in my district, asked if he could send it out to the members in his district. And the districts here are about 16,000 people. So, you know, there's getting a lot of coverage. And what I take exception to, like we just passed the sustainability plan, there are 19 new laws or new controls over our freedoms or impositions on our property rights that were never discussed, have never been brought up as separate issues within our city council. And so when I counsel commented to the mayor about it in a meeting, the mayor was prompt to announce, well, this is only a plan. It's not a resolution. It doesn't have the effect of law. Well, you and I both know, as I think most of your listening audience, that anytime a city works off a plan, it is an ordinance. Because they say, you're not following our master plan. You're not doing this. And we have the code enforcement officer here that we had an incident this year where a woman was arrested and taken to jail because she hadn't cut the weeds in her lawn.
Yeah.
She's a part-time resident. She lives here half the year, and she lives in the northern part the other half. And so the 6 months that she was gone from here, for whatever reason, her yard didn't get maintained. Our codes enforcement officer puts a sticky note on your front door that says you've been cited, but they don't mail you a citation where you live or your mailing address. They just stick this note up. And after three consecutive notes, they file a warrant for your arrest. And that's what she got stopped in, you know, a northern area. They did a warrant check on her, found out she had a warrant for arrest. You know, she had a traffic violation. She ends up being transported to the jail in Las Cruces because she didn't cut her weed. Now, this is insanity, but this is,
yes, it is.
The stuff that comes out of Agenda 21 and the sustainability plan.
Do you have her contact information, Jim, by chance?
I don't, but I can find it, and I'll be glad to give it to you.
Yeah, do that, would you please? Because I know there's a group that I've had on my show, Face Off, which is Fight Against Code Enforcement Office, the acronym for them. And they've been very active. They've got a website they've put up for every state in the union, and they've been very active trying to hook people up with other people, get information to them, and fight against these assaults on our freedom and liberty, because all these code enforcement and zoning changes are the strategies that they're using to drive people off their land. So,
well, we have our city right now is, you know, when you look at Agenda 21 and you break down the rural component where they want to drive you from the wild lands into.
Hold on, hang on one second, Jim. Hold on, because we got to go to break again. Listen, everybody, we'll be back in 2 minutes, in 10 seconds. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we'll be right back, so hang in there.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system, and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. The call-in number for the show this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest, Jim Harbison from La Cruces, New Mexico. His website, localfreedom.net. If you're out in the New Mexico area, I think you ought to get in touch with this gentleman and get involved fighting against UN Agenda 21 out in your neck of the woods. I don't think prisons out in the desert are real fun. You know what I mean, Jim? You know, I'm just thinking, you know, I don't think it'd be a whole lot of fun. I can't imagine being in Sheriff Arpaio's
jail.
tent prisons, yeah, I mean, they're very effective, but that certainly wouldn't be where I'd want to spend my afternoons, I can tell you that much, so.
Sheriff Joe is an interesting guy, and he's kind of a folk hero here in the Southwest, but when you talk to many of his inmates, they respect him. You know, he does, unlike our politicians, he does what he says he's going to do. He's consistent about it. They know what the expectations are, and they know what the consequences are. So you have to admire that kind of guy. And year after year after year, Arizona does a survey, and Joe is the number one respected politician in the state.
Yeah, well, I think he's probably the number one respected politician in the country, don't you think?
And
you don't think of Sheriff Joe as a politician. He's just a man who was tasked with doing a job, and he's doing his job very effectively.
Yeah, we have an issue here in Las Cruces over a number of animals that we have that are, you know, the feral cat community and the number of dogs that are turned loose, and our animal shelter is just overrun by them, and we have a no euthanasia policy, but they try to restrict it in that final last resort. And I sent our city government an article from Sheriff Joe where he is using the prisoners to maintain the animal shelter and take care of the pets and so forth, and saves Maricopa County, you know, nearly $1 million a year. But this can't be adopted by our council because this would be a logical solution to a problem.
Yeah, yeah. And I know the inmates train the dogs, too. So when people adopt one of those animals, they're, you know, they have, you know, been trained, which is always a nice thing. Right. I tell for myself, I have three dogs. None of them are trained. And the only reason they pay attention to me now is because they're all getting older. And that's, but you know, they're getting a little too tired. But you know,
if I don't pay attention, they don't get fed.
Yeah. No, they'd still get fed. I'm in love with all of them. So,
Before you went to break, you were mentioning codes, and that's part of one of the things that our Tea Parties here have been doing, and codes and affordable housing seem to be two big issues, but we adopted this new sustainability plan. They're trying to implement smart growth. The one council that I mentioned that I consider a socialist has frequently said that we should have lots no larger than 3,000 square feet. We should live in, you know, supporting the Vision 2040 plans and some of these other socially redesigned concepts on how to live right out of Agenda 21. We don't need garages because we won't need cars because we're going to ride our bicycles or walk to the corner and get mass transit.
Yeah, yeah.
For those who aren't familiar with Las Cruces geography, we're 50 miles west of El Paso, Texas. We're probably 25 miles straight line north of the Mexican border. The nearest city, if you exclude the Texas ones, which is El Paso, disregarding that one city, then the nearest one is Albuquerque, which is our state, which is up in the north, 230 miles away, or Tucson, Arizona, which is 260 miles to the east. So if we had public transportation, we got rid of our cars, we'd have absolutely no way to leave the city of Las Cruces. Oh, we couldn't go anywhere. We don't have rail service that connects us. So, you know, the social planners that want all these kind of things that Europe experiences is much different. And having been in the military and lived in Europe for 9 years, Europe transportation and social development is much different because it's much older.
Yeah.
When you look at the cities that go back to 8th, 9th, 10th century, when they didn't have vehicles, they, you know, you were lucky if you had a horse, let alone a wagon or a cart. The streets are different. The houses are built together for lots of reasons and primarily for safety and self-defense. You know, when the invading hordes from the other nations were trying to attack your city,
right,
you had all these walled cities and houses were built wall to wall for common defense.
Exactly.
And we get these socialists who think this is how the world should look, and our council is replete with them. We have one conservative on a council of seven. So, you know, this is their visions for us, but we develop totally differently. And those of us like, there are many like me here in New Mexico, saying we don't want to look like New York or, no offense, Philadelphia or these others. We have a different history. We have a different society. And so many of the people who moved to New Mexico don't realize it until it belonged to Spain until 1810. it then became part of Mexico, and unlike all the people who want to take back, Mexico only owned New Mexico for 20 years.
Yeah, no, I know.
So, you know, people don't understand our history or how it developed, and you know, while we may be dominant in Hispanic, and trust me, there's a big difference here. There are a lot of people who say, I'm not Hispanic, I'm Mexican. There are others who say, don't call me a Mexican, I am from Hispanic lineage. So, but nonetheless, it takes its growth. If you look at the names like Garcia or Mendoza or Martinez, and that happens to be the name of our governor, you know, they can trace the lineage of that family name back to Spain, and that's where most of it comes from. So we don't share the same development as the rest of the United States, and so it's an interesting but wonderful culture. And then we have all the people in most of Las Cruces has had a tremendous growth in the last 10 years. Most of it out here in our East Mesa. Most of them are like me, retirees coming from somewhere else. But there's a tremendous amount who want to change the city to be something else. I moved here because I like what I saw. I want to keep that.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, we've got a caller from New Mexico. We've got a Jim on the line, ironically enough. Hey, Jim, how you doing? We've got about a minute before we go to break, so we're going to keep you on over the break, too, Jim. So what's your question, comment?
Yeah, thank you, Maggie.
Hi.
I've been listening in. I live in the Silver City area, and I heard Jim, your guest there, talk about what a beautiful area this is. And
on that note, Jim, hang on. We're going to hold on to you. We're going to break. That cue music is my hint to shut up because the commercials are heading our way. So listen, everybody, we'll be right back in 2 minutes. Hang in there.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443 is the number, 800-313-9443. And I have Jim from New Mexico on the line, and we're talking with Jim from New Mexico. So what were you going to say, Jim? You started to say before we went to break.
Well, yeah, I was just listening to the conversation, and it's very interesting since I live here in this area to, you know, hear my area being discussed on RBN. It's very interesting, because I was just reading this morning about a New Mexico Department of Game and Fish meeting that was held in Las Cruces last week. And the wolf issue was the very big issue that was discussed there. And, you know, there are a lot of environmental-type issues that are controversial here, you know, primarily the endangered species issues and the roads and the national forest issue. And we do have a wilderness area here, which opens up another whole new can of worms. You know, I came here from Louisiana, just as your guest Jim there said he came from California.
Okay.
And, you know, we don't want to see the same things here that we saw in the areas that we left behind. What I saw when I left behind in Louisiana was an ocean of clear cuts and subdivisions going in all over the place where there used to be beautiful forest and bayous and streams and just a natural biological setting there that we had in our particular region. And I came here because of the wilderness area, and I know a lot of the folks that are in the organization that Jim is referring to, the Tea Party people, you know, very much in favor of opening up more of the wilderness area to roads, to logging, to mining, to damming the rivers, to trapping and hunting and logging and you name it, and even off-road motorbikes and trail four-wheelers and jeeps and just ripping and tearing across the landscape, you know. There's a large contingent of us here that don't want to see that happen. And as I said, you know, the Tea Party groups are very much in favor of that. We've got a problem. You know, you're talking about private property rights. You have to consider that corporations are considered a person also. And property rights doesn't mean just the little individual private home landowner like you and me, where we have a few acres in our home. Of course, we are impacted by all these environmental issues, but you have corporations that are considered a person, and when they own property, they're considered a landowner just like you and me. So the same laws and regulations are going to apply to their corporation and their industry and their hundreds of thousands of acres of operation.
Well, here's, and I want to throw a comment in here, and I want you to hang on with us, Jim, because we're going to be going to another break in about a minute or so. Listen, here's the thing you need to understand. You want the wilderness to stay wilderness, and you don't want the four-wheelers going through there and all of that stuff. But here's the deal. Their goal is you won't go through there either.
Well, I live in the middle of it.
Well, you're not going to be living in the middle of it, okay? This is the whole game plan here, Jim, is that that wilderness that you reference and love, and I certainly understand that, and you'd like it to be pristine, you won't be stepping foot on that soil either. And so private property rights are critical, critical, absolutely central to freedom and liberty. Because when one person is denied the ability to do what they want to do on their land, it's only a matter of time where everyone else will be denied that opportunity as well. It's central to our freedom and liberty. And that's why it is so important that we maintain private property rights on an individual basis. Hang on, Tim, because the cue music is we're going to break. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is your short break.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before?